Welcome to Ringside with Eric Dean, presented by Mile High Sports. I am your Colorado Avalanche beat writer for Colorado Hockey Now, podcaster for Mile High Sports. It is Friday morning. The Avalanche are playing a preseason game tonight against the Dallas Stars in Dallas against a pretty veteran-heavy team, and I'll kind of touch on that a little bit at the end of this show. But the purpose of this show is talking about the big news that was announced early morning Thursday. Altitude TV has been in a five-year contract stalemate, or agreement stalemate, I should say, with Comcast, and fans have really struggled to watch games over the last 5 years locally. But a new era is upon us. The Altitude TV network, which is owned by Kroenke Sports and Entertainment and the Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets, announced Thursday morning the new streaming platform Altitude Plus. And I'm going to get some fast facts, as they put it, from Altitude TV. Altitude Plus is the new streaming home of Altitude Sports. Fans who live in Altitude's nine-state broadcast territory will have access to 24/7 programming via their TV provider at no additional cost. Of course, if you don't have a TV provider that has Altitude, you can just outright purchase Altitude Plus for $20 a month, $19.95 to be exact. It's going to be available to those same nine states that have the local channel in their cable provider. And you can get it on your website, on iOS, on Android devices, or on the website, on iOS and on Android devices. That's where you can log in for now. However, in the near future, it should be a TV app as well. So if you're Roku, if you're Fire Stick, Samsung, whatever your TV may be, and whatever app service you use, it should eventually be straight on your TV, something that you can download right in time for pregame or for puck drop, and just come in, turn on the game, $19.95 per month, no questions asked. Of course, there are no real terms released quite yet on if there's any commitment. I would assume not. So if this is something that you want to sign up starting in January or November, even October, you know, when it's actually released, is going to be possible. And then, of course, canceling when the playoffs begin, I'm assuming, is something that you'll be able to do as well. There will be original Altitude TV coverage as well. They have a bunch of like random shows on there, so that'll be available to you, as well as pre and post game coverage for Avalanche and Nuggets games. It all comes in with this, so we'll get some more information here soon. Altitude TV said that they hope to have it ready in time for opening night, which the Avalanche play opening night October 9 in Vegas, but they are not going to be on Altitude that day regardless, because it's a nationally broadcasted game. However, their home opener October 12 against the Columbus Blue Jackets is a regional game, so they're hoping to have it ready by then. If not, hopefully soon after that. The Nuggets' first game on Altitude Plus would be October 24th, so they're hoping to have it ready by then as well. On top of the Altitude Plus announcement, the TV network also announced that 20 Nuggets and 20 Avalanche games for this specific podcast will be aired for free on 9 News, KUSA, and on KTVD. So you're going to get 20 games for free over the air regardless. Some of them are home, some of them are road. And then the rest you would have to use Altitude Plus. Again, this is assuming you don't have DirecTV or Sling or one of those streaming services that actually have Altitude TV as part of their channels. If you don't have that, $19.95 for Altitude Plus, and you'll also get 20 of those games for free on KUSA or KTVD. If you don't feel like getting an antenna and you don't feel like plugging it in and you get Altitude Plus, you can just watch all however many Altitude games on there that they have. So the 20 that are free on KUSA and KTVD will also be on Altitude Plus. So it's a wonderful addition to the way that fans can consume this team this year. Obviously, the games that are nationally broadcasted, mostly on TNT and ESPN, there are obviously some ESPN sister channels like ABC that'll carry some games, as well as they usually have one or two or three games on NHL Network, which blacks out the local market, which is just one of the craziest decisions the NHL has ever made. I don't know what happens then. I don't know if that changes anything with Altitude Plus. I'm assuming it'll be, you know, full steam ahead as normal with blackout. So if you're blacked out on Altitude TV for an NHL Network game, you'll probably be blocked out on Altitude Plus for an NHL Network game, and so on and so forth. So that's the big announcement. I do want to dig into some things about this. I wrote about it on Thursday when the news was announced. So when I first saw the 1995 price tag, I was a little taken aback, kind of like, this is a little much. But after doing some digging, it's pretty standard pricing for this kind of service. So I went through and I went through every single team. I was going to say all 32, but it's really all 25 because I did not go through the Canadian markets. Granted, I should have because the Canadian market seemed to have very similar pricing. But TV consumption, TV streaming, all of that, as someone who was born in Canada and lived there for half his life, and I still have older siblings and half my family there, it's very different. Living in Canada and consuming television over there compared to here is quite different, especially with the streaming. Even the streaming services that are the same in both countries, like Netflix, offer different things. Hulu doesn't exist over there. Obviously, Sportsnet in terms of sports and NHL coverage. Sportsnet and TSN are your two big ones. Sportsnet is your national broadcast. TSN is your local for a bunch of teams. The Toronto Maple Leafs have a bunch of local games on TSN and Sportsnet. Sportsnet as their regional broadcast, but it's almost treated like a national broadcast, so they don't really have any homerism in it. It's just, it's a lot different. So I decided to leave out the Canadian teams. Maybe I'll dig into that at a later time. But I went through all 25 US markets. And of the 25 markets, only one does not offer an unbundled option quite yet, and that's the Philadelphia Flyers, who are owned by the same people that own Comcast and Xfinity, so it's understandable. But of the remaining 24 markets, I'm going to do like a quick run through of every single team because this will kind of give you an idea of where the Avalanche's pricing lies. The Anaheim Ducks, full stop, free on Victory Plus. All of their local markets get free games on Victory Plus. Boston Bruins, $30 a month or $330 a year on the NESN 360 network. So that's above the Avs. Buffalo Sabres, $30 a month or $280 a year on Gotham Sports. Again, more expensive. And then we're going to get into a lot of Bally Sports teams. The Carolina Hurricanes, $20 a month or $190 a year on Bally Sports Plus. Chicago Blackhawks, free over the air. Columbus Blue Jackets, $20, Bally Sports. Dallas, free on Victory Plus. The Red Wings, $20, Bally Sports. Florida Panthers, quite cheap, $70 a year on Panthers Plus or free over the air locally. So if you're out of the market, you can get it for $70 a year, which is unbelievable. Local in market, absolutely free. LA Kings, $20, Bally Sports. National Predators, $20, Bally Sports. New Jersey Devils, $30 a month, Gotham Sports. New York Islanders, $30 a month, Gotham Sports. New York Rangers, $30 a month, Gotham Sports. Pittsburgh Penguins, a touch cheaper, $18 a month on SNP 360. Seattle Kraken, available on Amazon Prime for no extra charge or free over the air locally. St. Louis Blues, $20 a month, Bally Sports. Tampa Bay Lightning, $20 a month, Bally Sports. Utah Hockey Club, $15 a month or $70 a year on Utah HC Plus or free over the air locally. So if you're out of the market, you can get it for $70, just like the Panthers. In market, over the air, locally. Vegas Golden Knights, same exact thing. $70 a year on Nighttime Plus or free over the air locally. Washington Capitals, $20 a month or $200 a year on Monumental. So obviously the Avalanche are technically cheaper than all of these $20 a month because it's $19.95, but we're going to assume it's the same price. So by my count, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams. 8 out of the 24 because the Philadelphia Flyers don't offer anything. So of the 24 teams, 8 of them with the Avalanche, 9 of the 24 offer options for $20 a month. Then you have an extra 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 who offer $30 a month. So now you got 5 plus 9 is 14. The remaining 10 are cheaper than the Avalanche. So it's actually not that bad. Yes, 7 teams offer free over the air locally. The Florida Panthers, $70 a year out of market. The Pittsburgh Penguins, a touch cheaper, $18 a month. So even if you wanted to, you know, grasp at straws and consider the Penguins to be a similar price, 10 of the teams are in that $18 to $20 range. 7 of them offer free, so that's 17. 8 of them are cheaper. So all in all, when it comes to American markets, the Avalanche are pretty much middle of the pack, pretty standard. They're not the cheapest. They're not the most expensive. they're right there with the competing market. So after going through this, it made a little bit more sense to me why the Avalanche chose the pricing structure that they did. And I think that it's nice to see that they didn't completely blow it out of the water, you know, even being one of the $30 teams. In fact, the only $30 teams, Rangers, Islanders, Devils, let me make sure this is correct, and Buffalo Sabres. So those four teams are all on the same network, Gotham Sports, which I'm assuming has something to do with the MSG network because those are those local New York teams. I also wonder if you spend $30 for the Buffalo Sabres if you just get all of those teams, but I don't know. And quite frankly, I don't care because I am considering fans who only want to watch their team what they have to pay. So, you know, the Avalanche, you also get the Nuggets, but if you don't care about the Nuggets, that means absolutely nothing. So you're paying $20 a month to watch the Avalanche full stop, which, by the way, again, is so much better than having to spend $80 a month for a DirecTV package to watch only the Avalanche and then sometimes, like, I don't know, a random TNT game or something. If you're not a TV consumer who watches just regular network television, it's a hell of a lot better to pay $19.95 a month for the Avalanche and Nuggets and not watch the Nuggets than it would be to pay $80, $90 a month for DirecTV just to watch Avalanche games and the contracts. And, oh, man, I'm just over that. The only other team that's $30 a month is the Boston Bruins on NSN 360, and they are generally one of the teams that overprices for a lot of things. So five Eastern Conference markets are above $20. Thankfully, the Avalanche said, let's not be the only team in the Western Conference that charges this much. So I'm glad that they kind of read the room and decided to be on par with everybody. Should they have done something more free for locals? Yeah, probably. Especially after the five-year spat. I think the 20 games is what they're kind of considering like, hey, we're sorry, but to be honest with you, it should have been for the whole season. I don't know how the finances work. I'm big into businesses and trying to figure out how businesses work. It's kind of my second part of my education, master's in business. I love to learn about the finances and the numbers. You'll learn more and more with this podcast why I'm so in love with trying to figure out the ins and outs of the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, the salary cap, the cap structure. I just love the numbers and figuring out what makes a business run. So I don't have that information for Altitude TV. It's not something that's available to me. It's not something that I've really dug into deep with my reporting. It's not something that I know much of. But what I do know is that they lost a lot of money over these last 5 years. We're going to see a different Altitude TV than we have in the past. Just straightforward, you know, Katie Goss, she was not picked up her contract for this season. She's moved on. I don't believe there's going to be a direct replacement for her. There's going to be more of a hybrid position kind of covering that role, and we'll kind of learn more about that. That's about the extent of what I can share, but you're going to learn more about that here in the near future. So there will be some budget cuts. Who knows where Altitude TV is in 12 months from now after trying this, or 24 months. But the fact of the matter is, Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, while this branch of their business is probably losing money, they have other branches. And obviously, when you run a company, you don't run multiple branches of the company so that one of them fails and then you need to use another one's profits to run that business. So you're not going to Avalanche games being like, great, we cashed out regular season tickets, sold out every single game. Let's use that money to pay for Altitude TV. You don't generally do that. But when it comes to something like this, where it's been 5 years and fans have been pissed off, quite frankly, and they still are. If you go to ColoradoHockeyNow.com, where all my writing is, and you look at the comments under every single article that I've written about this Altitude Plus streaming service, people are pissed. They're happy, finally. But it's kind of like too little, too late. I'm going to continue to find the game the way that I was in the past, which could mean any number of things because people are upset. So the 20 games is a nice touch. And I will say it's great to see that because, you know, I just went through a bunch of markets that are charging $20 a month and none of them are giving you a free game. So it's nice to see that. But I could see why some people are upset to the point where it's like, nah, you should have just given us the whole season this year and figured it out next year. You've already lost a lot of money. For your stubbornness in this war with Comcast, you could have done something about it. So, mixed feelings, but to me, I'm not trying to get into the negative part of this. To me, it is a home run. This is, it's a, it's a, it's, it's a hit out of the park. It's a knock out of the park. It's a home run. It's everything you want. I know a lot of people have complained about the Altitude Now app and saying that that thing just, the interface on it is terrible and it's not the best. Hopefully Altitude Plus, which they've gone out of their way to name it completely different, which they've gone out of the way to tweet and to send out messages saying Altitude Now and Altitude Plus are two different things. Hopefully Altitude Plus has had some great developers behind it where they're going to get this right. They've had a lot of time to think on this. They didn't need to make the announcement on September 26th. They chose to, which says to me that if even for a day or two, there are issues with the streaming service and there's a whole bunch of issues, bear with us. We're new to this. Bear with us. We had to rush this. I wouldn't buy it because they've had plenty of time to figure this out. So hopefully they do. I have hope in there that this is going to be... this is going to be something that works well. This is going to be a home run and we can all move on from this mess. We can all move on from, God, my least favorite part of this in 2019-20 and in 2021 where they had, you know, the in-ring PA guy, Alan Roach, making announcements about email Comcast and tell them that you want to see your favorite team. And they had all of the, if you walk the hallways in Ball Arena at the time, Pepsi Center, hey, Comcast, show the games. Hey, Comcast, think of the fans. That propaganda was brutal to deal with for a couple years. So hopefully we're past that. We don't got to think about that anymore. And we're well on our way to consuming the product in a reasonable, easy way for a reasonable, easy price. And that's that. I also do wonder what they plan to do. Again, the biggest question mark that I have is the commitment part of all of this. You have to commit for a year. Is it a 6 months, 12 months? Or is it just going to be like every other streaming service where it's a month to month and you can cancel whenever the hell you want? Because the reality is, if I weren't attending games, and I'll be at, I don't know, 45 of the 82 games because I usually do a few road games and then all of the playoffs. But if I wasn't attending any game and I wanted to watch them on TV, and I was going to pay $20 a month for this, I would start it on October 9 and pay $20, $40, $60, $80, $100, $120 to get me to, $140 to get me to April 9. I'd pay for that month to get me to the end of the regular season, and that's it. So I would make anywhere from 6 to 8 payments a month, and then I would cancel it and start fresh next year. Does the business model fit for that for Altitude TV? Have they taken into account that people ain't going to pay in the summers when they don't want to watch anything on Altitude TV? So really curious to see how that all unfolds. I'm sure we'll get some information here soon in the future. At the Colorado Gazette, Kyle Fredrickson has been all over the Altitude TV blackouts and stalemate with Comcast over the last 5 years, to be honest. And I'm sure he'll be on top of that. His reporting has been excellent on this entire situation. So that's the Altitude TV news, the new streaming service, Altitude Plus. I do just want to get a little bit into the preseason today. I know a lot of readers were wondering where I was last game with reporting on the preseason opener. And quite frankly, I was there. I was at the arena writing about Logan O'Connor's extension while watching the game from the press box. And not much to say other than a lot of penalties, and Callum Ritchie scored off a deflection off a defender. So there wasn't really much there for me to really write about, to be honest with you. But we'll see if the Avalanche give us a little bit more to work with today. The Dallas Stars are going to be running a pretty veteran heavy lineup. So I wonder what the Avalanche are doing. And I'm checking some tweets here. I am not at Morning Skate, which has just begun. So I'm checking some tweets here, and it looks like the veteran group from yesterday is probably the one going to Dallas. So this might be an all-out, like, mostly NHL lineup for both sides. So we'll find out more here when Jared Bednar speaks. But if that's the case, it would seem like the Avalanche are going to have MacKinnon, Makar, and a lot of guys in the lineup. But obviously, I don't want to confirm that quite yet. I am recording here before Morning Skate. It's unfortunate that I'm going this way because I'm going this way with the podcast, because by the time you listen to this, you'll know who's playing. But yeah, so preseason opener, there wasn't much to talk about. Hopefully, there will be more to talk about. It's a 6 p.m. puck drop in Dallas. I always love preseason because players literally board a flight that morning, fly, play a game, and then fly back. no hotel, cut the spending, cut the budgeting, which I think is the right thing to do. Again, this is the best way to run a business. It's the freaking preseason after all. I dream of a day where the NHL cuts it down to 3 to 4 games, and that's that. Maybe you take two teams. Colorado takes Dallas and Utah, plays them home and home. That's it. End of the preseason. So we'll see what happens there. But today is game number 2 of 6 for the Colorado Avalanche. Second against the Dallas Stars. And then after this, they'll be home on home on Sunday against Utah Hockey Club, who will be coming in with those shiny new baby blue and black jerseys. So I'm going to put an end to the show here. Thanks again for everybody who has been messaging me over the last week. It has been a wonderful time. Catch all my writing on ColoradoHockeyNow.com. Catch all my podcasting here at Mile High Sports. I am so pumped that both of these outlets have allowed me to do what I want to do and get to do both of my favorite things, and that's podcast for Mile High Sports, and that's writing for an outlet like Colorado Hockey Now, which I love the audience there. I love how engaged everybody is. So that's the end of that. But if you made it this far in the show, bless your pretty little hearts. Let's make hockey for everyone. And we out ya.